Do you struggle with impatience? Think it's just part of your personality, something you can't change? Well, you're not alone, but you're also not stuck. Listen to how Padre Pio, a man known for his fiery temperament, fought to grow in patience and gentleness, and what his example can teach you. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio, and a heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description below to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's dive into today's story. If you've been following our channel for a while, or if you've heard about Padre Pio from other sources, you've probably come across stories about his temperament. He could be impatient, even harsh at times, and to some it even seemed like he lacked compassion. But those who knew him more intimately saw a different side, a man who was deeply loving, caring, and forgiving. Still, even they would admit Padre Pio had his moments of hot-temperedness. In today's video, we'll take a closer look at how Padre Pio struggled with his own impatience. And we'll begin with a passage he wrote to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, on April 2nd, 1917. He wrote, "It seems to me that in intense anxieties, without meaning to, I am prone to acts of impatience. And this is yet another challenge that pierces my heart." So as we can see, Padre Pio recognized his impatience as a personal flaw, something he needed to work on. But, as many of us can relate to, this struggle didn't go away so easily. A few years later, on June 14, 1920, he wrote to Father Benedetto about the same issue. "I only regret that, without meaning to, and without noticing, sometimes I happen to raise my voice a little in matters of correction. I know it is a reprehensible weakness, but how can I avoid it if it happens to me without my realizing? And yet, I pray, moan, and lament to our Lord about this, but He has not yet fully heard me. And despite all the vigilance I impose on myself in this, sometimes I am obliged to do what, unfortunately, I abhor and want to avoid." How many of us can relate to that, right? Acting in ways we don't actually want to act. Well, Father Benedetto wrote back, encouraging Padre Pio not to be overly troubled by these outbursts. He said, "If the Lord does not grant you the grace of continuous and perpetual gentleness, it is to leave you a foundation of holy humility. Impose on yourself the penance that every time you lose your temper, you must immediately show twice as much gentleness." He also added, "With unconsciousness, there is no guilt, especially in sudden acts." These words of guidance took root in Padre Pio's heart. He redoubled his efforts and became more aware of how he treated others. Over time, he became the one who would advise others to be more gentle. In the 1930s, when Father Giovanni da Baggio came to visit the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio noticed the rough way he treated the friars. So, he brought this to Father Giovanni's attention. "But what rough manners?" Father Giovanni asked, confused. "Yes, yes, you are too bitter, sometimes harsh," replied Padre Pio. And then continued, "We must also know how to temper with polite and gentle manners. I have never regretted the gentleness I used, but I felt a pang of conscience and had to confess when I used a bit of harshness." Father Giovanni interrupted, defending himself. But you must take character into account. I have a serious nature, a gruff face, and those who see me think I'm a tyrant. He continued, if I give 99 kisses and one lash, only the lash counts, and 99 kisses mean nothing. Padre Pio replied, you have to change your character. Put kindness in your rebukes. I wish that instead of 99 kisses and one lash, it were 100 lashes, but given with gentleness, meekness, and love. In conclusion, Padre Pio didn't justify his temper. He acknowledged it, wrestled with it, and worked to change it. And that's the lesson for us. Holiness doesn't mean never struggling. It means facing our weaknesses honestly and striving with God's help to overcome them. So, if you're struggling with impatience or tend to justify your temper by saying, it's just how I am, maybe today is the day to take a small step towards change. Like Padre Pio, we can begin by asking the Lord for grace and then choose to respond with more gentleness, even when it's hard. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.